Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
Years of learning. Not at all.
We introduced you last year to the musical duo of Sara and Kenny. It is the unlikely pairing of a classical guitarist from Italy with a classical pianist from Brookfield.
The result is not classical music, though. Rather, it's a laid-back, distinctive collaboration that draws on both of their strengths and creates a sound that is their own. Plenty has happened in both the personal and professional lives of the two of them since last year, including a new album called Familiar Rhythms. They'll play a couple of concerts this week in the Milwaukee area.
But first, they joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio and shared a few songs, including this one called Pictures of a New Life.
Years of learning. Not at all. Something's burning. I'm letting go of all I know, and all I fear, and all is clear to me.
Sara and Kenny in Lake Effect's Performance Studio, back again. It's so great to see you both.
Good to see you,
good to see you too.
Thank you. What a great tune. Is that from the new album?
Yes.
Well, before we get to the new album, we have to kind of back up. Because so much has changed for you since the last time you sat in these chairs in this studio playing music for me. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Fill me in.
Oh, boy. So that was like a year and a half ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we spent last summer in Italy. We were there for 3 months. And since then, we've been living in London.
So even more change.
Yeah.
And so how has that been, being in London and working there?
I'll let you go for this one.
So. Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot. Well, London has been an incredible experience for many reasons. One is the pace of the city, so this is the big city life, and then it's been fun to perform to new audience spaces, you know, that where people don't necessarily know who we are. So it's been fun to put ourselves, you know, in different settings, different musical settings, getting to know new musicians, new scenes, it's been a lot of things.
Yeah, I think it's been really fascinating for us because it's such a culturally diverse city, you know, especially where we live. You know, you walk down the street and you hear like 10, 15 languages every day.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
We're in like east, right on the verge of zone one, zone two.
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhood's called Shoreditch. But kind of like what Sara is saying, I mean, there's literally hundreds of concerts a night in London. We've played several times a week, almost every week we've been there, and still discovering new venues, new places we never knew existed.
And how are people responding to your music?
People are great. The general thing we've found is that there's a huge appreciation for, well, original music and then acoustic music. It's kind of interesting because we feel like in the U.S., people might not be listening quietly to the music, but then are more prone to buy albums. Mm-hmm. Whereas in London, people listen very quietly, but then don't buy albums.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting experience playing to like 50 people, 75 people who are silently like staring at you for your entire concert and then get up and leave. You know, at the end, like, that's it. It's like, wow, like, all right, that's different, you know.
And how did that compare to Italy?
Well, Italy was like paradise for me. I mean, eating the best food, meeting new people, trying to speak to people that I'm not even really sure what I'm saying at the time. But no, I think
I think one of the craziest things we've done is, so we had this concert, and it was summer, so it was really hot. It was a last minute show.
Is that the one on the stairs?
Yeah, and we were playing like on top of like these stairs outside, but the show didn't start until midnight, and they were pushing it back because apparently people don't go out until quarter to midnight.
Well, you knew that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that it was that late. Yeah. I've been gone for too long.
I was
going
to say, that sounds like Spain.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't have dinner until 11, and so you're not out until 1,
yeah.
kind
yep.
of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's cooler.
Yeah,
you know,
for
and
sure.
I think
yeah.
it's more comfortable for people.
For sure.
But
yeah.
yeah, when you're on, not on that schedule from here, say, it's really hard mm-hmm. to adjust
oh,
to
it was,
that.
It was, yeah. yeah, it was something.
I think that's been one of actually our favorite things living in London, though, is because all the trains shut down around midnight. Like
yeah,
everything
London
closes
is
at like 11:30 yeah. midnight, so like your concert's like 8 to 10. That's it, you know. So you can like be a musician and have somewhat of a normal life.
Wow, actually, you get up in the morning and
yeah.
be able to do things
yeah.
and not feel like you're dragging around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah. So how has being in both places and now back here? How is that changing your music? Do you find all of that is seeping into the stuff that you're writing?
Oh, definitely.
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know. Obviously, just throwing yourself in a new situation, you have new sensory experiences, you have new things, it expands your awareness, I think. And, you know, having done these adventures, even in Italy, we traveled around quite a bit and went to a lot of places that you hadn't even been to before. And, like, seeing these new things, definitely, we wrote a lot of music. And being in London, when you're surrounded by so many musicians in general and so many creative people, you know, you're constantly being bombarded with ideas, like, which is really cool. It's just the pace of the way the ideas flow is incredibly fast. But I think it's good also to come back here because there's a good balance, you know, coming back. There's no place like home, obviously, but like having also time to digest that. We're finding we have a little more time here, which has been really nice to be able to kind of process everything that's happened. Because sometimes when you're constantly being bombarded with information all the time, you don't really have the time to sit back and reflect on, you know, what's happened. So
are you back permanently or is this just a temporary thing and you're going back to London?
We are here for till the end of May. So we're on this long tour, actually. We started here. Was it already almost 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
probably. And we're going to go till the end of July. So we're here till the end of May. Then we're going to back to London for a week, then we start in Germany, then probably back to Italy, and then we're back here at the end of July because we're getting married in August.
Oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So you're not going to play at your own wedding, though?
No,
or are you?
No.
We don't know.
Probably not. It'd be cheaper. I mean, you know.
You wouldn't have to pay musicians.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, you know what, guys, we got this.
Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, just have the priest come over here, you know.
Yeah. That would be funny.
It would be funny. You should do that as a joke and just see how people react.
Yeah.
But no, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a terrific thing. And so is the idea, though, once you're married, you'll go back to London? Is London home right now? Or?
Well, we have some shows booked in Germany in September. So
the answer is we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not really sure, but I think we're kind of liking going back and forth. You know, it's because when you're there, you're really far from home, but then, you know, it's good to come back. And we've been finding a lot of enjoyment in, you know, having the time to travel and do these things.
And have all those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, of course, feeds back into the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, I want to hear another tune.
Mm.
Is this also a new one?
Yes.
Yes.
So tell me about it.
This song's called Never Wanted, and we actually started writing this song last year when we were driving down to New Orleans. We took a road trip and we drove down to New Orleans, and Sara started banging on the dashboard of my car.
It's lightly tapping.
Which in Italian means banging on the dashboard of your car. And she's like, you know, I have this rhythmic idea and I kind of have this melody. And like we started putting the words to it. And actually we had basically this like drums and a cappella song. And then much later, we ended up writing all the music to it and kind of arranged it in a way that felt more natural to, I guess, us. And yeah. So,
okay. Well, let's hear it. Sara and Kenny in Lake Effects Performance Studio with Never Wanted.
Never wanted to be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound. Never wanted to be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound. Never wanted disillusion running through my veins. Never wanted expectation pulling on my chains. Never wanted disillusion running through my veins. Never wanted expectation pulling on my chains. Thank you.
wanted to be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound. Never wanted to be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound. Never wanted dissolution running through my veins. Never wanted expectation pulling on my chains. Never wanted dissolution running through my veins. Never wanted expectation pulling on my chains. To be selfless cause I changed my mind. Never want to be relentless cause I got no time. Never wanted to be selfless cause I changed my mind. Never want to be relentless cause I got no time. Never wanted to be stuck and think it's all the same. And go on and take for granted growth is too untamed. Never wanted to get stuck and think it's all the same. And go on and take for granted growth is too untamed. To be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound. Never wanted to be hiding 6 feet underground. Never wanted to be singing till there is no sound.
Sara and Kenny in Lake Effect's performance studio with Never Wanted. Wow, how many different rhythmic things were going on when you were singing. I was trying to pick one to follow. That must be difficult to sing because you're singing against yourself.
I don't know. I just follow her. I let her do all the heavy lifting. I just kind of dance on top.
True. We love the idea of, I guess, like the more we go forward, the more we're starting to treat the voices as instruments too, right? And then we've always loved polyrhythms and I wish I could be a drummer. I'm not that coordinated. So then we love introducing all of those things, and especially because they have roots in like traditional music, folk music.
We don't spend too much time thinking about it, but when I reflect on I once did a master class when I was I attended a master class, I should say, at NYU, and it was fascinating because it was a piano player, and he was talking, you know, obviously having two hands and singing. His whole concept with rhythm was that you need to be able to feel it if you want to express it. So what he would do is he would be tapping two separate rhythms with his left hand and one with his right hand, and the whole objective was to be able to have a conversation with someone and subconsciously be doing that, mm-hmm. you know, which is very deep, and I mean, I think it's a never-ending study. It's not like mm-hmm. you can ever get too good at doing that. And I'm not saying that we're good at doing that, but I'm just saying, it's interesting doing this as a duo because in a lot of ways it can sometimes feel very restricting. But then in a lot of ways it's also very liberating in terms of like, well, what can we actually do with two guitars or two instruments and two voices? I mean, we could, I guess, have up to four rhythms or more if, you know, we were able to do other things with the instruments happening at the same time. And
you could add your feet.
Yeah, yeah. And how can we take advantage of this mm-hmm. To make it not sound empty, you know, to kind of take advantage of the space that we're working with and kind mm-hmm. of really try to utilize what we have.
Sorry, you just picked up a very cool little instrument. What
yes,
is that?
This is a ukulele. This is, we call it the baby.
The baby guitar.
The baby guitar.
It really is. It's got the same sound holes.
Yes, it's the same maker. So this is the same mm-hmm. maker. This started as a joke, and then the uke has like so many sound possibilities. And besides, I've noticed that it's becoming more and more popular, but I think it's almost like going back to, you know, the first guitar had four strings, and it was back in like the 1400s, and it was used to accompany poetry, right? And I feel like the uke has turned into this thing again, like it's allowing people to express themselves with it in a much simpler way. I find it fascinating because you have less to work with, so it has to feel simpler, but at the same time you absolutely have to love what you're doing. So it's this fun, it's a fun combination where it forces you almost to not take yourself too seriously. But at the same time, then some deep things happened, because when I first took it, the song Familiar Rhythms came about, and it's basically, it was very fascinating for me to find out that I just wrote something that sounded like my traditional folk music in southern Italy. I was like, wow, the uke did that, you know, because I've never done anything like that on guitar.
Well, I just love having you back in the studio.
Yeah,
it's so nice to hear what your adventures have led to you to so far. And, you know, I hope you'll come back in another year or two and fill us in on what the next things are. Play us some more music. But let's hear this one that was uke inspired. And so did this come from that time when you were camping?
Yep. It happened almost by itself. I love it when some songs happen like that. And then we wrote all the music together after, you know, the camping trip. And then also the words came about. I it's funny because today I feel inspired to say something about it. But usually we tend not to say what the songs are about lyric-wise because we don't want to take away from the listener's experience. But in this one, there is something that we're doing that is that has to do with the traditional music. So there's the song says like sing or dance, and it's because the traditional music also invites people to do things. And then the tarantella,
which is her traditional music, the tarantella,
is a dance that's supposed to take your pain out. So it's the legend is that you get bit by a tarantula and you have to dance the poison out. But that poison could be grief or any other difficult thing or moment that you might go through. So then the song is has these elements into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before you get started, Sara and Kenny, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us. And best of luck. And again, congratulations on the upcoming marriage.
Thank you, Vanny. This is Familiar Rhythms.
Sara and Kenny playing in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Their new album is called Familiar Rhythms, and they spoke with Bonnie North. Our in-studio performance was engineered by John Strelecki.
Sara and Kenny have a couple of shows coming up this week, including Friday night at Company Brewing. You'll find their full tour schedule and much more at WUWM.com.
Of all the things you care about, love things, you know, dance. Dance to the memory of a promise made, to the people you love made, to you. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie sun is shining through your heart. You're breathing faster than the start. Amazing life you've got ahead of you. The sun is shining through your heart. You're breathing faster than the start. Amazing life you've got ahead of you. Sing a song to me, love, sing.